CDC embraces critical race theory language. Cites social inequities and risks of contracting coronavirus. By Hannah Blow on July 17, 2021. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, appear to embrace critical race theory language in one of its latest updates. Surmising that systemic health and social inequities put some rural residents at increased risk of getting or having severe illness from the Chinese coronavirus. The CDC made the assertion in its interpretive summary of its weekly review, titled Location, Location, Location. Long-standing systemic health and social inequities have put some rural residents at increased risk of getting or having severe illness from COVID-19. The Federal Health Agency wrote, adding that the cumulative coronavirus death rate in non-metropolitan areas has exceeded that of metropolitan areas since December 2020. Emphasis added. Approximately 1 in 5 people in the United States live in rural communities. Rural areas can face different health challenges depending on where they are located. Many are considered highly vulnerable according to CDC's Social Vulnerability Index, SVI, which includes factors such as housing, transportation, socioeconomic status, race, and ethnicity. Additionally, rural communities often have a higher proportion of residents who lack health insurance, live with a chronic disease or disability, are older than 65 years, and have limited access to healthcare facilities with intensive care capabilities. These factors place residents of rural communities at increased risk for COVID-19-associated illness and death. The CDC warned that the increased risk could lead to vaccination disparities between communities and ultimately undermine efforts to reduce morbidity and mortality from COVID-19 nationally, continuing to lament the fact that some of these areas have lower vaccination rates. Efforts are underway to raise awareness about COVID-19 vaccines and to make vaccines more accessible to residents of rural communities. We must work together to ensure that all people, regardless of geographic location, have resources to maintain and manage their physical and mental health, including easy access to accurate information and affordable medical care so all communities can thrive. While the Biden administration continues in its efforts to convince unvaccinated Americans to get the jab, even floating door knocking, the CDC is urging vaccinated people to help the unvaccinated, ultimately pushing them to make their vaccination happen. Meanwhile, documents obtained by Judicial Watch via an April 14, 2021, Freedom of Information Act, FOIA, request revealed the Department of Veterans Affairs embracing critical race theory in the allocation of the coronavirus vaccines, citing the lifetime social disadvantages experienced by persons of color to justify its practices.